Now 7 and a half of the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Fitness, fitness, and more fitness. The idea that we can roll over and play dead to the forces of evil. People who want you to eat poorly, get fat, so that... Yeah, I've long time maintained that there is collusion. Some people think I'm crazy. Good. So this gives you more fodder to think I'm crazier than you thought I was before.
Brace yourself, Andrea.
Andrea Metcalf is here. She's our fitness expert. Always has some important things to say about how to move your body, how to keep in shape. Today, actually, she has 5 tips to eating better. So here's the collusion that I believe you could really, I think you could follow the line, follow the trail, and you would find the connections that I'm suggesting. In terms of big corporate farm or big ag, the companies like ConAgra, ADM, the collusion between Dow and Monsanto, all of these companies that are continuing to develop food and food products, Kraft is another one, sell you things that are just bad for you. Now, if you look at the board of directors of many of those companies, and then you look at the board of directors of some of the largest health companies, health providers, health care providers in our country, the big mega hospital chains, that sort of thing, you will find either the same name, families, or you'll find the same person. And what I say, even if you didn't go to that trouble, think about it this way. Most of these, if you look at the Forbes top 500 businesses in the country, and medical is on the top of them, and food is on the top of them. There's also oil, and there's technology, and that kind of stuff. But if you follow my cynicism, you know that if people are being fed poorly, and they're smoking and drinking, a lot of money to be made in tobacco, big tobacco makes jillions of dollars. The liquor interests make jillions of dollars. So you make people fat, you keep them drunk, and you keep them smoked up. They are going to be very sick, and the more you get them to do that, the earlier they're going to be sick. And what happens when you get sick? You go into a hospital circumstance, you have to be treated, you need drugs, you need operations, and it's the same people, the same culprits that are making money on you at both ends. So they're feeding you garbage or trying to get you to eat stuff that'll make you sick, and then they want to treat you or fill you up with drugs that supposedly will make you better. So they're making money at both ends of your misery. And I think that you can follow that. I don't know if, Andrea, you've ever thought that through before. You think I'm crazy, too, but I think that's the way it works.
Wow. Well, I guess I've never thought it through and looked at those CEOs. I mean, there's definitely something that contributes that we allow ourselves to make poor choices, which then do cost us more money in the long run. I always hear people say, oh, I can't afford to buy organic, or I can't afford to buy fruits and vegetables. It's cheaper to buy junk. And so on that note, yes, you may not pay now because you want immediate satisfaction, but you'll pay later.
Well, but that's not true, because you can go, we have done this exercise 4 or 5 times in the last year alone, where you go, you take a cost of a Happy Meal, let's say, at $4, whatever it is, and then you compare it to buying some fruits and or vegetables. Let's just take vegetables. You can go to the store and buy any number. You can buy some broccoli, you can buy some spinach, asparagus, things like that, and saute them and have a much better meal, and it costs you less if you prepare it yourself than what you buy the garbage for at the fast food stores.
Well, I mean, you don't even have to go to the fast food stores. I 100% agree with you, Doug. It's even the packaged foods. It costs more for a bag of Tostitos than it does for an apple or a banana. I mean, let's just put it out the line. And I don't mean to pick a brand. I just mean it costs more for that packaged good that's not very healthy and nutrition dense for you than it is to have a single apple or a single banana. I get it. But I think the main thing is we're not really sure always that these changes matter. And they do, and that's why today I'm like, I have 5 quick tips that will get you to have small changes in your diet, but with big results. You'll end up with better cholesterol. You'll have lower blood pressure, and that's even without exercise, just by changing your diet.
Well, imagine what can happen if we follow your exercise routine. All right, so we're going to divide your visit in half, because I also want to get to a post in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com, where you give people five ways to lose that stubborn belly fat. But let's start with the five tips to eating better.
Okay, quickly, replace sugary drinks with water at least 2 to 3 times a day. The average person consumes 400 calories in sugary beverages per day. And we know that just 100 calories extra a day between November 1st and December 31st ends up with an extra 10 pounds on most people.
Absolutely. Yep, it's time for that. I call it the... I have this little tubby. What do I call the little tire that gets there? All right,
well,
so that's
spare
number.
Tire.
Yeah. Get over yourself. Stop drinking the sweet drinks, Roberta, and drink water. Next.
Well, second, have more fish in your diet, and lower in calories and high in good antioxidants, omega-3 fatty acids for your brain. And make sure those fish were fast swimmers when they were alive, like salmon and tuna, and not.
Wait a minute. What does being a fast swimmer have to do with the quality of their food?
Well, it's like in the animal kingdom that we eat, the more active an animal is, the lower in fat and cholesterol it is when we eat it. Chickens are lower in cholesterol and fat than, say, cows. Not to say that I don't love a good filet at least once a week. But it's the truth. Your cholesterol levels are lower on ostrich and on rabbit than it is on, you know, pigs.
I guess I should get rid of all my cows then, and we'll start milking pigs here. I mean, start milking ostriches. Yucca. All right, keep going. More fish.
Your cows run around the pasture more, Doug. Then they'll be healthier.
Okay.
The third tip is eat more fruits and vegetables and try the 1-2-3 approach. One at breakfast, two at lunch, three at dinner.
Oh, I've never heard that before. Let's do that again. One fruit at breakfast, two at lunch, and three at dinner. Three different... See, I do it the other way around. I have three in the morning while I'm on the air. I have maybe during the midday. I don't have lunch necessarily. I have an apple, a pear, plum, something like that, and then at night I might have grapes or something. All right, so you do it the other way. 1-2-3 approach.
Well, and that is there a reason for that, Andrea?
Well, it's fruits or vegetables. That way you're getting 5 servings of fruits or vegetables minimally a day, which is low in calories, high in fiber, and high in antioxidants. So most people don't have a fruit or vegetable at breakfast. You know, they just don't. They end up having some kind of processed food, a cereal, an oatmeal. So if you can just remind yourself, at least one at lunch, one at breakfast, 2 servings at lunch means a salad and maybe a piece of fruit. And at dinner, most of us have at least one fruit or vegetable. Just bump it up to 3. Go a salad, green beans, and, you know, blueberries.
All right. 1-2-3 approach to fruits and veggies. Number four
is eat more fiber. And look at the packages. Try for 25 grams of fiber a day. Every fruit and vegetable has at least 1 to 2 grams of fiber. So when you're getting the rest of your fiber from whole grains and processed foods, then you want to try and make sure you're reading the labels to get at least 25 grams a day.
All right. And the final tip for better eating?
Make sure you eat protein at every meal. And a meal is anything more than 300 calories. And protein helps stabilize the blood sugar. It can be in the form of meat, eggs, legumes, soy. But make sure you eat protein with every meal.
All right. Andrea Metcalf is with it. The author, say it again, Doug, the author of Naked Fitness. You go to nakedfitness.com, andreametcalf.com, 2 websites. She is about working the body in all sorts of ways and sense. This all makes sense. In a moment, 5 ways to lose that stubborn belly fat. It's coming right up here on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the #1 pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed. So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for the mature eye care professional.
Into the PetSmart Treat Your Pet sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of toys, treats, apparel, and more. Save 50% on select vegan strips, Nature's Recipe, Pure Love, and Blue Buffalo dog treats. And save 50% on our entire stock of Martha Stewart, Top Paw, and Great Choice fall dog apparel. Don't miss these great deals and more. Friday through Monday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid October 7th through the 10th with your Pet Perks card.
Andrea Metcalf is here, the author of Naked Fitness. She appears all the time on a lot of television programs. She is good at this. She's better than most. That's why she's here, because her information is of value. So from five things to do to eat better to five ways to lose stubborn belly fat, or at least as many as we can get in the time that we have, where do we go from here?
Well, the first thing is move it to lose it. You know, you've got to get that blood moving around so that you can use that fat for fuel. And I like to tell people my Before 10 program is before every meal, do at least 10 minutes. That gets you 30 minutes a day. And if you are trying to lose weight, especially in that midline, for a waistline crisis, make sure you do the before, 10, and after, which means before and after every meal, you do at least 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Before and after each meal, you do 10 minutes. Are you talking about maybe sit-ups, that kind of stuff?
No, I'm talking about whatever you can do. If it's walking, jump rope, going on the stairs, you could do sit-ups, doing squats out of a chair, but do 10 minutes of something before and after each meal.
Huh. All right. Got it. What's the next
thing?
That's
pretty smart.
That is smart.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep, go ahead.
The next one is eat this, not that. Really know your calorie counts and go for things that are lower in calories. Like I said earlier, if you just change your diet by 100 calories a day, decreasing it, you're going to actually lose weight in 2 months up to 10 pounds, which is really interesting. To do a little change makes a big difference. And our body fat, although we kind of leave it on our bellies, is still about the amount of fat in our body. So we need to look at calorie counts. Eat this, not that.
Eat this, not that. I like the idea of doing 10 minutes of something before you eat and 10 minutes after. That's good. All right, what else? You got time for one more.
Okay, teetotaling. Alcohol, really, that does increase the waistline, midline. We end up having a lot of empty calories. So you want to try and give up alcoholic beverages for at least 6 out of 7 days of the week when you're trying to lose that stubborn belly fat. And don't forget, water's really important, and get your strength training in. That's called my Muffin Movers. Make sure that you end up working, really focusing on your core, which will then target your entire body.
All right, Roberta, you hear that? No more alcohol Monday through Saturday. You can only drink on Sunday, and that'll
That's
be for breakfast.
That's not happening.
All right, really.
What if you're in Mexico?
You're going to get rid of that belly fat.
That's not happening.
AndreaMetcalf.com. Check out all these great tips. Andrea, thank you as usual for being here on Good Day.
Thank you.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead? Yeah. This is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free, detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video's available at longtermgreen.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Warning, do not try this at home.
I found something that I found intriguing that I wanted to send to some of my colleagues.
Okay, well, the process is you're going to left-click on the text and then drag the mouse down with the blue space.
Right.
Now you can click Edit. Underneath Edit is the word copy.
Yeah, okay.
You've now taken the, what's in blue, okay, click New Email. And
where?
In the body of the email.
New Email where? I go back to Outlook.
Right.
in the space where I would normally type.
Your text.
I'm right. It says write message. Yeah, okay. All right, I'm going to...
Right-click.
Says toolbar...
No, you're not in the white space. Mm-hmm. Click in that space where you would type. You see the word paste.
No.
All right.
see, this is where I always end up, John.
No iPhone for you.
Come join us.
That's not fair.
And now look at you. How far you've come.
It's still for this.
Oh, I love it. What's sad is I used to sing this as a kid, and it's not racy. Yeah. Let me cover you. I wonder if it's
watch me, Dale. You can't see me because you're not in your usual place.
Are you dancing?
I'm sort of moving in the chair, moving to this. This is good for Andrea. Can get Andrea. This would be good exercise stuff. Burn up the calories. Yeah. Madonna in the news.
Oh.
Story at DougStefan.com. The NFL has reportedly worked out a deal for this Super Bowl halftime show in January that features Madonna. She will perform live at the Super Bowl halftime show early February. Sources close to the event say that she will be front and center at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Okay.
I think that's awesome.
So yeah, I have...
Okay. I love the fact that she's in her 50s and she's still regarded like a sex symbol, you know?
Right, yeah.
I think that's really great.
A little too skinny now, but she's certainly definitely on the fitness kick, no question
about
that.
My daughter goes to school with her kid.
Yeah. Well, which one is that? Lee... What's that one's name?
Lourdes.
LaGuardia, is that what you call her?
No, the school.
I like the airport, but different.
Oh, the school is LaGuardia, I see.
The school's called LaGuardia High School for the Performing Arts.
All right. The first time Madonna was in the mix for the Super Bowl, it was 2000. She was supposed to perform American Pie at the Super Bowl, but she pulled out because... They said it was a recording schedule. Apparently, she didn't want to do it. So now let's see if she sticks with this. How much do you get? I don't think you get paid to do this. It's just the exposure, right? Do they pay these people?
You know, I'd say exposure, but I don't know.
Yeah, and I think when Bruce, I think there was, matter of fact, a story about Bruce Springsteen did it a couple of years ago, didn't he?
Yes, he did, yeah.
And it was, one of the parts of the story was that he didn't get paid. Tom Petty did it in 2008. Bruce did it in 2009. The Rolling Stones did it in 2006. The Who last year. McCartney did it in 2005.
Black Eyed Peas, right?
Black Eyed Peas.
Wasn't it Black Eyed Peas last year?
Last year, no? Right, yeah. Yep, Usher was in it. Yep. All right, so anyway.
So it's kind of, I think it's prestige more than anything.
I think you're right about that. Yep. Okay, so in terms of music and that sort of thing, I'm wondering, is a controversy brewing about Hank Williams Jr.? Have you heard the story?
Oh, I like him. My first concert, no.
He was on Monday Night Football. Apparently, I don't know why.
He does the theme for Monday Night Football.
Right. But he said something about Obama. And, right, exactly. I think he compared him to Hitler or something. And that was not thought of well by
that
the
never
producers.
Goes over well.
No, it didn't do well. That's kind of like the Dixie Chicks when they said something about George Bush, right? The same kind of thing.
Well.
Yeah.
And it didn't go over well either. So they kind of get
people
set.
Tend to want musicians to just sing.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't care what you think. Shut up and play the music.
Yeah.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the FCC wants all phones to have GPS by 2018 to aid 9/11 emergency responses. The FCC gave manufacturers an 8-year timetable to create location-capable handsets starting in 2010. In other news, Microsoft will offer streaming television through Xbox after partnering with Verizon and Comcast for programming. Over 40 television and entertainment companies will provide content, including Time Warner, HBO, and BBC. Some programming will be free, while other content requires a paid Xbox Live account. And finally, India's government launched a pilot program that will put 100,000 $35 tablet computers in the hands of its students. The touchscreen device supports video conferencing connection in hopes that it can end the digital divide between the country's rich and poor. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $397 or more, plus free haul away and delivery that's really free on brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 12th, U.S. only. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purelator classic oil filter. All for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Think licking a stamp isn't worth $7? Well, go have another Chablis on your private yacht, money pants. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Free rebate price, $20.99. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, the Good Day Gang. What do you call? Yeah, you like to call us the Gang, Jennifer.
I like the Gang.
Like the
I
gang.
Do.
Gang.
That's my favorite.
The Gang.
Mm-hmm. All right. Also,
and when
from
you get
the,
mad, then we're a gaggle.
We don't want to be gaggles. Gaggles are geese.
I know.
And all the geese deserve is to be shot. At any rate, I mean. Geese are horrible menaces.
Geese have feelings,
oh, they
too.
Are. They're horrible.
Geese
they're
are horrible.
Horrible
they menaces.
Listen to you.
Disgusting.
They sent a plane into the river. A helicopter crashed into the river the other day because of geese in New York, the East River. They are ruinous. They ruined a whole field of corn on the farm for me this year. They leave the salmonella-laced droplets everywhere. Calves get a hold of it. They get it, and they die. They're pests. They are.
Well, if you're going to be picky.
Yeah. All right. Also in the yikes department, half of the United States, half the population, this is what is wrong. This is why we see no recovery, because half of the country is in a household getting government benefits. There are more families dependent on government programs than ever before, because these clowns have made it so easy for people to take advantage and not work. That's why they look at, oh, we've got to fix the problem. You are the problem, because you keep trying to buy votes by giving people wherever they are, whoever they are, illegal immigrants, give them free education, give them free food, don't have to work, just we're going to tax the rich more so we can give you more so you can do less. How do you build a country on that? You
with
don't
no
do
work
it.
Ethic on a country that was founded
on
work.
Ethic.
Right, exactly.
That is it. In a nutshell, it's damning.
Well, because they want people to hand them the work. They don't go out and prepare themselves or look for it. You know, it's like they just want it handed to them.
I have never been more concerned for our country. People, it's just easier to stay at home, and it's easier to just, you know, be picky about what kind of jobs you take, because you're making more money by not working.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no. In a way, I have to be very sympathetic to that. I have a friend out in L.A. who was a producer, a radio producer, and he has been actively looking for work. And it's really unfortunate. He says, it doesn't make sense for me to take a part-time job because I make more on unemployment benefits
but
than I
the
do
point.
Working.
That's the point.
That's the problem.
We ought not to have it so that it's easier for him not to work and get money out of you and me who are working our butts off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. It's not acceptable. I have no use for that kind of thinking. Those people are on the black list or bad list or whatever. I won't put them on the enemies list. But they are those people and that thinking, and it comes from the generation that has made it easier for you to collect mm-hmm. from people who,
and part of that,
who have it to give to people who don't have it.
Part of that is technology makes everything so accessible to us, and so this generation that's up and coming now is just waiting for all these things to come to them, and they don't understand the idea of entrepreneurialism.
Yeah.
But the thing that I learned that crazy about the system is that actors, directors, producers,
mm-hmm.
all of them are in L.A. where I am. Did you know
right.
that when their sitcoms go on hiatus, those people collect unemployment for the times that they're out of work? They're choosing to go into this field, and they're making a good salary while they're there, but instead of making it last through the summer like teachers have to, they actually file for unemployment to collect money during the summer months when they're not working.
Yeah.
How fair is that?
It's another crazy government program. This is like the airport screening. Here are the stats, by the way, released this week. The stats, year-to-date, airport screening, what the results are of what they have found in the screening, going through the X-ray machines, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Terrorist plots discovered, none. Transvestites, 133. Hernias,
okay.
1,485.
Ooh,
hemorrhoid
nice.
Cases, 3,172. Enlarged
can
prostates, 8,249. Breast implants, 59,350. Natural blondes, 3. All of those
yeah.
things have happened going through the...
That was
I don't think they can see those things, Doug.
Now, Roberta. Come on, will you
somehow,
please?
Somehow, I don't think that's real.
Yeah. All right, so let's see here.
You're just being funny.
I am. Depending on who we are talking to, I'm just being funny. The Simpsons...
Not if you're the real blonde with hemorrhoids.
With breast implants.
Exactly.
who was a transgenderite problem. Who still has problems with her prostate.
That's right. That poor old woman, man, is in trouble.
Right. Is that, does anybody know the answer to this? If you have an operation, we should ask Ken this, man. You want to get him nervous?
He'll love this question.
Ken is so funny because he doesn't like anything that's, you know, ichiku. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, the other day he was talking about what happened, what was the thing? The study that had found that you get herpes, there's a connection between
HPV HPV, human papillomavirus, and throat
even
cancer.
I don't want to tell the story.
Yes,
right.
Okay. Anyway, we were talking about the Simpsons yesterday and how it may be going down the slide because they want to cut, Fox wants to cut their salaries, the voices of the Simpsons, in half. So our question mm-hmm. yesterday at DougStefan.com, do you still watch the Simpsons? 32% of you said sometimes, but it's not high on my list. 26% said I didn't know the Simpsons were still on. 23% said, yeah, I try to catch it every week. 19% said, no, I never liked the show. That would be me. So it tells you
never,
something.
Never, ever?
No. I've seen a little of it. I just don't like it. Doesn't appeal to me. The humor doesn't appeal to me. This is me. At any rate, our poll today, having to do with the passing of Steve Jobs and Apple, what is the first Apple product that you ever purchased?
Mm.
A, an Apple computer. B, an iPod. C, an iPhone. D, an iPad. iPod, iPad. Songs from iTunes is E, and I don't have any of these as F. I have, my answer is a D. What's yours, Roberta? You've got Apple computer,
A,
right?
I had an Apple IIc computer that I bought in Macy's in 19...
Macy's?
It has to be,
really?
at Macy's in 1987. And I remember it was the year after my daughter was born.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was 1986. Could have been 86 or 87. And I remembered at the time I paid $1,000 for it, which was an enormous sum of money at the time. It was an Apple IIc. I wish I had it because I could sell it for three times that amount now on eBay. Those are real collector's items. But an Apple IIc. Didn't even have a hard drive. You had to put everything onto floppies.
Really?
It was those big
floppy. I never understood the floppy disk versus the hard disk. Was the floppy disk actually, was it limp?
Floppies were
the big
ones. Yes,
it was. You could actually, you could add the big ones. You could actually bend them.
Really?
And the computer did not have a hard drive. There was no way to store what you wrote inside the computer. You had to save it to the floppy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything on a disk. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Remember that? Yes, that was, a long time ago.
The poll the other day at DougStephan.com, have you ever had raw milk? 44% of you said, no, I never have. 21% said, yes, I drink it all the time, which is pretty amazing. 17% said, not sure. And another 17% said, I don't even know where I can get it. I remind you of that, or I go back to it, because I have, or I haven't, but we have at DougStephan.com today, a story that sort of underscores something we were talking about on the air the other day. The Wisconsin judge that ruled that owners of cows do not have a fundamental right to consume milk from their own cow. Can you imagine that? You didn't hear that story?
No.
You were not here that day.
Outrage.
We had, the director of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund on, talking about the suit in Wisconsin. The judge says that the cows... it goes beyond. This is number three here in this list of the crazy government and why these protests that are starting are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. They're going to spread out more and more and more because people hear these stories. Because we have communication, we are instantly being connected to this sort of thing. How do you figure a judge has a brain in his head who says, actually, he can find in the law that I own a cow. But that doesn't mean that I have a right to consume the milk that comes out of the cow.
It's ridiculous. I mean, what is it? The milk police?
Put down that bucket.
Honestly.
But this is how crazy this has become. Our country is out of control. It is crazy. This stuff. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
You know, what about if you drink it directly out of the cow?
Yeah, just sit under the cow and squirt.
Well, we used to do that.
Teats and squeeze. Yeah, I do it all the time. Bring kids into the barn and we're showing them around, and I, once in a while, just play with them. I'll grab a teat of a cow and I'll squirt the milk at the kid. And they'll go, ew!
But it's, oh, no, squirting it is okay. Drinking it out of there.
Yeah, right, yeah. Weird. I don't know if I have a right to do that.
No, I had dairy.
Crazy,
like
crazy, crazy. Video of the day today at DougStephan.com. There's audio from this. Michael, see if you can dig this up, would you please? This is in response to yesterday's video, the four-year-old boy's reaction to Darth Vader's startling revelation, The Empire Strikes Back. Here is a young girl from Fairbanks, Alaska, who posted another video on our Facebook page. This one shows a three-year-old girl explaining what happened in the first Star Wars movie.
Well... Okay, the sound cast the robot and drive and sell them is garage sale, kind of like garage sale, but except they're selling robots. And no one's going to buy R2 and the shiny guy. The shiny guy always worries. Luke's going to buy
shiny
Luke.
Guy.
And Obi Kenobi's kind of a teacher. He's saying
Obi Kenobi.
How to learn how to do his little light-up sword. He has to try to block the little Pokeball. He tried to do it without seeing. Obi Kenobi sometimes moves things around. Sometimes he disappears. Princess Leia got out of jail and out of the spaceship. And they got the big thing that blown up stuff. We blown it up together.
All right, you got to check it out. The video is priceless, but the...
Things are making my biological clock tick a little louder.
Ah, there you go. Jennifer wants to get pregnant. Have those babies. 14 before the hour. You're 2 minutes away from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author, John C. Maxwell.
Leaders and managers often believe that they are supposed to have all of the answers. When I started my career out of college, I naively thought that I needed to have all of the answers to be seen as a leader. It didn't matter how far outside my expertise the question was, I tried to answer it. But people saw through my inexperience very quickly. I soon began to realize that a leader's job isn't to know everything, but to attract people who know things he or she do not. Once I began to realize that one of us is not as smart as all of us, I didn't try to provide all the answers. I tried to bring people together to help find the answers. You can too, if you do less answering and more asking. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
All right, 12 minutes before the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Good Day program here. Starting off with Steve Jobs passing away. We talked in August about him being retired because of what was going on in his pancreas. It had gotten the best. Didn't he have a liver transplant a couple of years ago, too?
He did. Let's talk about Steve Jobs a little bit. Incredible guy. He managed to live more than 7 years, Doug, with a rare form of pancreatic cancer that grows more slowly than the common kind. It's called islet cell neuroendocrine tumor. It's a mouthful. It's a much more treatable form of pancreatic cancer. However, Jobs most likely needed a liver transplant 2 years ago because his cancer came back or spread. Death could have been from cancer, the new liver not working, or complications from immune-suppressing medicines to prevent organ rejection. Here's the interesting thing about it. The average survival for people with endocrine tumors that have spread is 7 to 8 years, and some patients have survived 20 to 30 years with this condition. It just proves it doesn't matter how much money you have, your health is a unique thing.
Yeah, it really is. So it is a shame, and you know you think about what could he have done differently. I don't know how do you get into that at this point? What can you do differently? Is there something that trips this?
No one knows.
Yeah.
Unanswerable questions. Come back in the future.
All right. Good news for moms who have healthy diets.
This really is. This is out of the archives of pediatrics and adolescent medicine. Pregnant women who eat a healthy diet appear to reduce the risk of having a baby with a major birth defect. Women with diets similar to the Mediterranean diet, Doug, rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and fish and lightened fats and sugar, were lower at a risk of having a baby with a birth defect compared to women who reported eating less healthy diets. So Jennifer, she's feeling the urge. Just eat a healthy Mediterranean diet.
You're all set. You'd be pregnant without, you know, thinking about it.
It'll be a miracle.
Right.
I know.
All right. Higher testosterone, good for men.
Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week. Elderly men with naturally higher levels of testosterone, they may be less likely to suffer heart attack or stroke than those of men with lower levels of hormone. The key thing is these results don't prove that it's the testosterone itself that deserves the credit, and it's too soon to recommend testosterone replacement to try to lower your heart risk. Also, and this is where more research is needed, stay tuned.
How about women? If women were on testosterone, would it lower their risk of a heart attack?
Let's apply for a grant and do a study.
All right, let's go. I'm ready. Where do we go? We go to the government. We get anything from the government, right? Yeah.
Let's 50, not go there.
Why not? 51 past the hour.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. This girl,
why don't want me? On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
This is Christopher Cross, movie music from the movie Arthur. The song's called Arthur's Theme. Clever how that worked out. This song hit number one during this week in 1981, as did the movie with Dudley Moore, Sir John Gielgud. Who else was in that movie, Chucker?
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli, that's right. I knew there was somebody. I couldn't remember the third, the triumvirate. Pretty good movie.
You know, it's,
yeah.
It's amazing that film in 81 was a huge hit, and then the remake of this year basically bombed at the box office for Russell Brand. It's not nearly as good a movie, but it is watchable.
Yeah, but he's not somebody. There's something about him.
But it just goes to show you what appealed to people in the 80s or any other decade doesn't necessarily appeal to people in his
generation. It may be the way it's presented. The way it's presented certainly would make some difference, it would seem, anyway. All right, so we have movie music, we have movie news, we have a movie contest. So if you're listening carefully, we'll have three different excerpts, audio excerpts from a movie. Figure it out. Call us at 800-510-8255. First person with the right answer who's not won before on Movie Moments gets the prize. Here's the first clip.
Under our roof, it's my way or the Long Island Expressway. Is that understood?
This was the number one movie this week in the year 2000. All right, that voice you recognize, here's the second clip.
Greg, nobody's expecting much out of you, so if I set you up with a ball, you think you can jump up and spike it?
No. Yeah, that has to be pretty high, don't you?
I bet you would, Panama Red.
All right, that help you any?
I got it, yeah.
No idea.
Okay, last clip.
I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby.
I know what movie this is.
Of course.
Oh, I know what movie
this is. All right. 800. How many more have there been since then? Three?
Yeah, I think so. Two or three, right?
Two more after the original.
And there's another one in the works,
one
I think,
too
isn't
many,
there?
Right?
No.
That I don't know. I'm not sure they'd like to do another one, whether it happens or not.
Yeah. Hi. So what's the name of the movie? 800-510-8255. Chucker has movie news after this on Good Day.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Elisa Ilara creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for cancer research. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and help support the girls is Elisa Ilara's new mantra. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say, I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilara Jewelry. Purchase your breast cancer awareness bracelets at ElisaIlara.com or call us at 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping.
Hi, Chuck Curry, our movie man. What's the latest in movie news?
This is an interesting story, Doug. Variety reporting that Warner Brothers and actor Robert Downey Jr. are trying to assemble a Perry Mason movie with the idea of creating a franchise.
Really?
Now, Downey Jr. already has Iron Man and Sherlock Holmes under his belt. Raymond Burr starred in the original TV series about a lawyer in a wheelchair. I think the concept is good. I just don't know if it would appeal to a younger audience. Other news, rumor has it that the title to the next James Bond film will be Skyfall. Filming starts early next year for a November 2012 release. Daniel Craig will be back for the third time playing the role of 007.
Yeah, you were about to say the fourth time. Is that wishful thinking?
Yeah, well, that'll happen, too. I mean, it's just absurd.
It just goes on. So, on this date in 2000, here are the movies that were released. See if you remember any of them. Get Carter with Sylvester Stallone, Michael Caine, Mickey Rourke. Do you remember that movie?
I do remember it. It did not do any business at the box office and was not well received.
Really?
It was not a good movie.
Yeah, I was seeing it did $15 million at the box office. All right, and the movie that we are focused on also was out, as we said, on this day in the year 2000. So let's see if we can find out what the name. This is going to be kind of tricky. Tom in New Mexico, what do you think it is?
Meet the Fockers.
Hold on just a second. Yeah. Yvonne, what do you think it is?
The Fockers.
All right, so Chucker, what do we do with this? Because that really isn't the title, even though it
the
is
the title is Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents. So do we give credit or not? I mean, we ask for the. Right.
You're asking me. That's your call.
Oh, well, it's not really.
Oh, come
the,
on, Dougie. It's
no,
Thursday.
It's,
do it.
No,
all
not,
right. Go ahead.
It's not the right title. I'm not trying to be a jerk about it, but Meet the Parents is the name of the movie, and that's what we asked for.
I'm going to take the liberal view. Give them the prize.
I know you would. Okay, thank you, Chuck.
Yeah.
59 past the hour on Good Day.